episode 2994, Know Your Body Well.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How's your week going so far? Are you feeling really great? Well, today is all about healthy living. It's about you living your most vibrant life. It's time to know your body well. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, take a deep breath because I am actually traveling right now. And so we're going to do a real and raw segment. Most of the time, I don't do a lot of editing, but you know, I come from the heart. And I believe this is a reminder because here we are in spring. Soon, in a blink or two, we will be into summer and everything is going to be happening lickety split. And sometimes when that happens and we change our routines, we forget about the most basics, and that's to know your body well. Many of us don't fully understand and we aren't fully aware of how our bodies function, what they need, and how to care for them. Yeah, we're good at taking showers and, you know, spraying perfume and putting lotions on them and drinking and all of that, but are we doing what we really need? Because when you know your body well, you can make informed decisions about your health and your lifestyle. Think about it. Our bodies are remarkable creations that constantly work to keep us alive and healthy. But because we are too busy, it's easy to forget what we should be paying attention to, our bodies. We do whatever, whenever, and later we find ourselves in the ER or something more tragic. We're having a health crisis. As I mentioned earlier, I've been traveling and I've been reminded how awesome my body is when I treat it well. You see, over the last 3.5 months, I've been traveling to different states. Right now, I'm currently in Hawaii. Yes, visiting my ohana. And it's been a wonderful trip. But let me tell you, 3 months ago, had I been doing what I was doing back then, this would not have been an easy trip. I would have been tired, a little more grumpy, and a little more irritable. But you see, I knew what my body needed. I was just being lazy, if I can be honest. And it's one of those things that I said, I got to change this again. But that's the thing, right? I didn't always treat my body well. Back in the day, I ate whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. And guess what? Well, my body treated me back in the same manner, not feeling good, but once in a while. If you want to live a more vibrant life, you have got to know your body well. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Know your body well. And I just, it's one of those things where if we haven't had a struggle with our bodies, truly a struggle, like for me, I have some basic issues. I'm not going to get real descriptive here. So don't think that if you're eating, you got to stop eating. You don't. But when constipation is a regular thing and when you get bloated all the time, with almost anything you eat, there's something wrong with your gut. And then when you eat something, the next thing you know, you just kind of feel lethargic and you're tired. Something's not right. There's something off. But a lot of times, what do? Oh, let's pop some more caffeine. So we drink more soda. We go and, oh, I'm still hungry because I didn't eat really anything that filled me up. Yet you had 2 hamburgers, a large fry, a Coke, and maybe you grabbed a candy bar and you're still hungry. What's happening is we're not paying attention to our body. We're eating and living out of convenience. And I know it would be great to live a simple life in that regard, but a healthy life is even better. And in all honesty, I don't believe we see that. We are so blessed to be where we are, to live in the country that we live in, to be able to have access to what we need, that we go and we can walk into a drugstore. Man, if I'm feeling bloated, I just pop a few antacids in my mouth. Oh, I'm feeling pain here, pain there. Oh, let's have some ibuprofen or some acetaminophen. And the next thing you know, all we're doing is treating the symptoms. We're not getting to the root of the problem. And then we wonder why, well, I've had a crappy day. Well, probably it's because you're not treating your body right. And now because you don't feel good, your attitude changes. Do you see this 360-degree cycle that you're in? It's debilitating. It's exhausting. And let me tell you, traveling over here to Hawaii, almost 9 hours, it's ridiculous to not feel well. But a lot of us are living that way. How would you fare on a long plane ride across the ocean? I mean, seriously. So you got to know your body well. So I want to give you 7 things here to think about. And these are things that I have gone through with my own body. And guess what? Some I'm still fine tuning. I'm really refining it down. It's great to know the overarching, but if you already know the overarching, I want you to go even deeper. So number one, listen to your body. Your body sends signals all the time, and it's essential to pay attention to them. If you feel tired, thirsty, or hungry, maybe you're in pain, your body is trying to tell you something. So listen to it. Listen to those signals and learn how to respond appropriately. For me, let me give you an example. You know, it'd be easy just to take some ibuprofen, right? My feet hurt. What I learned over time is that a certain heel, a certain shoe was not appropriate for my time, basically, where I was in life. And it was putting pressure on how it was squeezing my foot and the pressure of where it was on the ball of my foot. And I couldn't get it to respond to anything. Oh, I did inserts and I tried everything. And it came down to, wait a minute, it's actually the shoe. Guess what? I changed the shoe. I changed everything. But had I just decided, well, I'm going to take kind of the lazy road and just pop some ibuprofen and, oh, well, you know, it dulls it enough that I can get through. I can get through a full day in these shoes. Why? There's something more. Listen to your body. Number two, learn your family medical history. When you understand your family's medical history, you can help identify your risk for certain health conditions. Ask your relatives about any health problems that run in the family. Take note of that. And then when we hit to number three, you can talk to your physician about that. Because it's important that you understand sometimes it's called red flags. And in these red flags, we're like, oh, wait a minute. It's a precursor. And if you can notice the precursors, you don't have to get to the very end and be like, oh my gosh, now I got to pick up all the pieces. You don't have to do that. You can do something right now. You don't have to be reactive, right? You can be on point. And a lot of times we're just reacting to everything. When your car doesn't start, what do you do? Oh, maybe it's the battery. You go and you change the battery. Oh, it works great. What happens when your battery stops? Yeah, your heart. Do you just go change your heart? Doesn't work that way. Yes, we have incredible medical advancements, and it's fabulous. But the greatest one of all is how you care for your body by knowing your body well. So listen to your body. Learn your family medical history. Number three, get regular checkups. Yes, go see your doc at least once a year. Know where you are on the spectrum of everything. Get, you know, your teeth checked out. Dental hygiene is very important too. Get your eyes examined. Get your body examined. It's all part of your body. Don't take it for granted. And then that leads me to number four. When you have your regular checkups, then you can track your health metrics. And you don't have to be a crazy person. You don't have to own, you know, these exercise watches to do that. You can tell by, okay, what's my breathing pattern here? When I lay down, you know, is it hard for me to breathe? Do I feel more congested? That's just paying attention. Now, if you find out, wait a minute, there's a problem here, then what? Then go make that appointment. And say, I've noticed that when I lay down, at certain times that I have trouble breathing. Then they can go, they, meaning your medical provider, your physician, can go through and start being proactive and not reactive. Know your body well. Number 5, eat good nutrition tailored to you. Not what the world tells you. Not because you think, oh, this is the end thing and everybody's eating it. No. Your body needs a balanced diet to function properly, tailored to you. And just because there's a fad, something's in vogue, doesn't mean you should jump on that train and go do the same thing. Learn about the nutrients your body needs. What vitamins and minerals is it missing or lacking? How can you get them in your diet? What supplements do you need to be taking? You've got to eat a well-rounded diet, specifically tailored to you. Number 6, and this is a big one, manage your stress. Chronic stress is a norm these days, and it is so sad because we're all so busy. It's time to take that badge of honor off, and you've got to learn to manage your stress. Because if you don't, I promise you it's going to have a negative effect and impact on your physical and mental well-being. So learn how to manage it through meditation, deep breathing. Wait a minute, sleep. Are you sleeping enough? Are you getting those 7 to 9 hours? Are you trying different positions? Maybe you need a new mattress. What about rest? And what I mean by rest is what I've been doing here in Hawaii, sitting on the beach and resting. Now, you may not have a beach at your front door. I get that. But you can sit in your relaxing chair, maybe outside, or maybe you can go to the park and sit there for 30 minutes, just allowing yourself to be in nature. Whatever brings rest to you. But what rest does not include is scrolling. All this blue light that's feeding your eyes, get off of it. That's not helping you rest. It's triggering your mind, and your mind is part of your body. Also think about your activity and your exercise. You can run, right? And it will actually help to manage your stress better. You can walk, but you have to put in the work. If you're one who says, gosh, I don't like to do any of it, then maybe you like to play pickleball. Go learn the skills of pickleball. Learn the game of it and have fun. What we do to know our body well doesn't have to feel like a chore, but it needs to be done. And finally, number 7, trust yourself. Only you know your body best. Your intuition can often tell you when something is just off, like it's not right when it comes to your body. So if you feel something is off, listen to your gut and seek medical advice. Don't make assumptions. You have one body, and that one body is the greatest gift you have. And the greatest gift you can give yourself is making time to know your body well. So make that time. Think about how you feel when you get up. Pay attention to it. If you're one who's works in a heavy, stressful situations all throughout your day, figure out, okay, what is it when you're in those situations? Does your brow furrow? Do you sit there and tense up? Do you carry your stress in your shoulders? Maybe to manage your stress, you need to go and get a massage on a weekly basis. One of my mentors and coach, that's what he does. Him and his wife do it every single week. Be intentional with your awareness. Don't assume you fit in the average, because I'm here to tell you, you're not normal. You're you. You're unique, and only you can know your body well. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.